Electronic billboards along I-15 in the Ogden area flash a message to voters asking them to call Congressman Rob Bishop's office and request a town hall meeting. Another billboard on the 31st Expressway in Ogden has the congressman's picture on a couple of milk cartons with the word missing above it. The bipartisan group, Indivisible Ogden, paid for the billboards. Pam Harrison is one of the group's leaders. She says Bishop needs to be more accessible to his constituents.
There is opposition to what he does, and that his secrecy is so maddening. We're just fed up with him not even coming to Utah on his district work period, not being responsive when we've tried to get a hold of him.
Harrison said they had hoped for a town hall sometime in the 2 weeks in mid-April when the House is not in session. The break is called a district work period. Yet Harrison says Bishop's staff won't tell her group what he's doing during that time, other than making it clear he will not hold a town hall.
And they just started saying flat out, as soon as you said, is Representative Bishop going to be in Utah during his district work period? Well, if you're calling to ask if he's having a town hall, the answer is no. So they've gotten more blunt about just cutting it off at the pass, I guess because we've pestered them enough.
Harrison said they will go ahead and hold a town hall meeting anyway on April 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the Pleasant Valley Library in Ogden. Already, more than 100 people have said they will attend, and more than 350 have said they are interested. Congressman Bishop declined to be interviewed for this story. However, his communications director, Lee Lonsberry, indicated via email that Bishop will not attend the town hall meeting due to a prior commitment. He did not say what that commitment is. And when asked what the congressman's schedule will be for the April district work period, Lonsberry replied that, like most members of Congress, Bishop's schedule is not public. Harrison said elected leaders should be more transparent.
It's disheartening that we can feel such passion and have such deep reasons of worrying about certain things that are happening. For instance, the healthcare issue is a very big one with our group, that it doesn't seem like there's any way for our voices to penetrate to get in there.
Tanya Knauer has been politically active in Summit County for years. She's been talking to the Indivisible Ogden chapter about their efforts. There is now an Indivisible Park City group on Facebook.
Chaffetz has had a town hall. Stewart now has had a town hall. And is Rob Bishop ever going to have a town hall? And so I started just reading what other people were saying and listening to what other people were saying. And there seemed to be a ton of frustration out there that Rob Bishop just really won't commit to a town hall. He just like goes in a closet and hides and won't really talk to people.
Knauer says Bishop particularly avoids Summit County, where he lost to Democratic challenger Peter Clemens last year. Clemens got 52% of the vote. Bishop got 42%. Knauer said she can't remember the last time Bishop was in Summit County. Lonsberry wrote that Bishop was in every county in his district last August, and he makes those visits multiple times a year. Harrison said the last district work period in February, Bishop chose to go to the Marianas Islands, a U.S. territory which includes Guam.
We were very upset. As far as we know, he didn't even touch down in Utah over that break. And they told us it was because of his duties as the natural resources chair that he has to go to our territories. But it seemed like a really nice taxpayer-funded midwinter vacation to me.
When asked by KPCW about that trip, Lonsberry shared a letter from the congressman who represents the Northern Marianas Islands, sent to Bishop, thanking him for spending 8 days traveling over 19,000 miles to fulfill his responsibilities as chairman of the committee. As for the billboard, Lonsberry says Bishop has not seen them in person, and when asked for the congressman's reaction to the billboards, he did not reply. And when asked how many phone calls and emails Bishop has received from constituents asking for a town hall meeting, Lonsberry replied, quote, relatively few. Bishop, a Republican, was first elected in 2002. He's won re-election handily every 2 years since. In 2016, he won with 66% of the vote. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.